The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway 1899 to 1961 Good luck, old man.
Good luck, old man.
Good luck, the old man said.
Good luck, the old man said.
He fitted the rope lashings of the oars.
He fitted the rope lashings of the oars
onto the thole pins.
Onto the thole pins.
And leaning forward against the thrust of the blades in the water.
And leaning forward against the thrust of the blades in the water.
He began to row out of the harbour in the dark.
He began to row out of the harbour in the dark.
There were other boats from the other beaches.
There were other boats from the other beaches.
Going out to sea.
Going out to sea.
And the old man heard the dip and push of their oars.
And the old man heard the dip and push of their oars.
Even though he could not see them.
Even though he could not see them.
Now the moon was below the hills.
Now the moon was below the hills.
Sometimes someone would speak in a boat.
Sometimes someone would speak in a boat.
But most of the boats were silent.
But most of the boats were silent.
Except for the dip of the oars.
Except for the dip of the oars.
They spread apart after they were out of the mouth of the harbour.
They spread apart after they were out of the mouth of the harbour.
And each one headed for the part of the ocean.
And each one headed for the part of the ocean.
Where he hoped to find fish.
Where he hoped to find fish.
The old man knew he was going far out.
The old man knew he was going far out.
And he left the smell of the land behind.
And he left the smell of the land behind.
And rowed out into the clean early morning smell of the ocean.
And rowed out into the clean early morning smell of the ocean.
In the dark, the old man could feel the morning coming.
In the dark, the old man could feel the morning coming.
And as he rowed, he heard the trembling sound.
And as he rowed, he heard the trembling sound.
As flying fish left the water.
As flying fish left the water.
And the hissing that their stiff set wings made.
And the hissing that their stiff set wings made.
As they soared away in the darkness.
As they soared away in the darkness.
He was very fond of flying fish.
He was very fond of flying fish.
As they were his principal friends on the ocean.
As they were his principal friends on the ocean.
He was sorry for the birds.
He was sorry for the birds.
Especially the small, delicate, dark terns.
Especially the small, delicate, dark terns.
That were always flying and looking and almost never finding.
That were always flying and looking and almost never finding.
And he thought, the birds have a harder life than we do.
And he thought, the birds have a harder life than we do.
Except for the robber birds and the heavy, strong ones.
Except for the robber birds and the heavy, strong ones.
Why did they make birds so delicate and fine?
Why did they make birds so delicate and fine?
As those sea swallows, when the ocean can be so cruel.
As those sea swallows, when the ocean can be so cruel.
She is kind and very beautiful.
She is kind and very beautiful.
But she can be so cruel.
But she can be so cruel.
And it comes so suddenly, and such that birds that fly, dipping and hunting.
And it comes so suddenly, and such birds that fly, dipping and hunting.
With their small, sad voices, are made too delicately for the sea.
With their small, sad voices, are made too delicately for the sea.